From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democrats in Congress are calling on U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from an investigation into Russian interference with the November presidential election or to resign after learning that Sessions met last year with the Russian ambassador to the United States. In a statement Wednesday night, Sessions said, using his words now, "I never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign. I have no idea what this allegation is about. It is false." Sessions, a supporter of Trump during the presidential campaign, did not disclose his communications with Russia during his confirmation hearing in January.
I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations, which is part of the Justice Department, is investigating Russian activities aimed at disrupting the U.S. election and any possible links between the Trump campaign and the government of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Two congressional committees are conducting separate investigations. The New York Times is reporting that some officials from former President Obama's administration made efforts to make information about possible links between Donald Trump's campaign and Russian officials easier for future investigators to find. The report says information came from multiple U.S. allies, including Britain and the Netherlands, describing meetings between Russian officials and Trump associates that took place in European cities. It also cites U.S. intelligence agency intercepts of Russian officials discussing contacts with Trump associates. White House spokesman Sean Spicer has attempted to discredit the Times report. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top U.S. commander in Iraq says Russian and Syrian aircraft mistakenly bombed members of U.S.-backed Syrian forces near the Syrian city of al-Bab. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend said Tuesday's bombing inflicted casualties on the Syrian Arab Coalition, a force that has been battling Islamic State fighters. Townsend told reporters that he believed the Russians and Syrians have thought that the villages were held by Islamic State forces. The Russian Ministry of Defense, however, denied that any Russian or Syrian airplanes had attacked the U.S.-backed forces. Talks on Syria's future are set to resume Thursday in Geneva with United Nations Syrian envoy Stephane de Mistura. On Wednesday, opposition leaders met with Russia's deputy foreign minister. De Mistura also met with various opposition members.
We had a very in-depth discussion. I think we had the opportunity to go deeply in all the items of the agenda, and that, I think, has been quite useful.
The opposition says political transition, specifically the fate of President Assad, should be added to the discussions. U.S.-China military relations for 2017 are off to a slow start, and questions are being raised about whether the program has been put on hold or even curtailed by the Trump administration. A Pentagon spokesman said late last week that the Trump administration has not ordered the Pentagon to stop or curtail U.S.-China military relations. China's Ministry of Defense has confirmed that the two sides are still working on a list of engagements. United Nations agencies are ramping up aid delivery to tens of thousands of Syrians stranded in harsh desert, stuck between civil war and Jordan's sealed border. A World Food Program spokeswoman says getting aid to those in need has been challenging.
The shortfall is basically attributed to the challenges, mainly the crowd control issues. There were some security threats as well, where we had to evacuate and couldn't continue with the distribution. Also, the weather conditions have been really bad. There's been snow, there's been rainfall. So all that hampered the delivery, and staff had to, like the contractors, had to evacuate and not.
Jordanian contractors delivered the aid under Jordanian army escort. UN aid workers remain on the Jordanian soil, and tribal leaders help organize the aid pickup by the displaced Syrians. For details and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.